The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is not a quote that was in a newspaper where you're going, well, wait a minute. Was it just misconstrued? You heard him say it. And it seems to me that Mark Murphy, whether intentional or not, was saying they don't want him back, Gabe.
How come he's not working?
Well, I mean, he got fired.
Why did he get fired?
Oh, right. Well, he tried to poison his boss.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I would like to think that the reports of the framework of a deal being done, otherwise, again, the Jets could probably go, you know what? We actually want you to take more money and a smaller draft pick because you decided to go out and publicly say that you don't want him back.
He's kind of, just kind of, losing his hair. He's bald? No, he's not bald. He's balding. So he will be bald. Yeah.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count our chests.
You are more annoyed than usual, Gabe Neitzel, this morning.
What do you mean? What's there to be annoyed about? I don't know what's there to be annoyed about.
I mean, the big guy's back.
I was excited to see him come back, although he's dressed in like all black today. I don't know if he's
in mourning.
In mourning or
mourning for his vacation.
Yeah.
I'm in mourning for what's it called? Daylight savings. Way too early.
Yeah, we had that conversation
it's
yesterday.
It's the same time.
No,
and he doesn't have kids, Gabe. He doesn't have kids. I mean, he has kids, but like not of like little kids that would affect, you know, my sleep.
It's time to go away with it.
100%. 1,000,000%.
Yeah, so stupid. And it wasn't Superman when I don't know what my password is. So. It pump faked me. Went, oh, you're in. No, you're out. Flipping computers. What? I swear to God.
He said flipping.
I'm honestly not sure, so I dumped it anyways.
Did you dump it?
Yeah, it sounded not good.
Well, someone's scared already that I'm back.
Yep. That's how that works.
So Gabe, Ashton's annoyed as well.
Gabe is annoyed, though. Ashton's annoyed with Chewy. Gabe, you're more annoyed than usual this morning. Why is that? The Packers make a move yesterday. They make an announcement. We were waiting for an announcement. It's not the announcement we were waiting for, but it was an announcement.
Sure.
And there were a lot of people excited about this announcement.
Okay, here's the thing, guys. It's not that I don't like Keyshawn Nixon. Seems like a great guy. The kick return for the touchdown last year was cool against the Vikings. But what are we spending $6 million on a returner for?
Well,
$6 million,
right? Up to.
Okay, so cool. You're spending $4 million on a returner in this economy? Banks are crashing all over the place. We're just hucking out $4 million bucks for return, man.
I don't think that the banks and the NFL money have anything to do with one another.
But I
understand
we don't know
why you might go to that well in this situation. Are you telling me you're not excited about Keyshawn Nixon?
Not super. You know who gets really excited about kick returners returning to your team?
The kick returner?
Bad football teams.
But also
bad
the kick returner. I mean, he's excited, right?
You think? I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, like if they, I mean, who returned kicks for the Kansas City Chiefs last year? Anybody know?
Christian Akoya.
Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah, he's very good.
Just not at that job.
I mean, didn't this feel like a candidate for go out and get an offer and we'll definitely match it? Because we don't know what the hell the offer is going to be.
Yeah, apparently not, Chew. Apparently not. Or maybe
Wait,
it was.
Don't you start on this, too. Don't you be grumpy pants, too, hey, about Keyshawn
Nixon. Oh, I'm not
Nixon.
Grumpy. I'm still laughing from Murphy. In his comments, that was so good.
He's an idiot,
was
too.
Was it good or was it not good?
Oh, it was wonderful. I couldn't believe he said it.
Yeah, but again, we have to push everything through the Schartenfarter filter with you.
Yeah, but the fact that he did it on the WIAA telecast was even better. Or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, you nailed it.
I mean, it was... And that was calculated. Can we all agree or no?
No.
So Gabe doesn't think it was calculated.
Totally
Gabe
calculated.
Thinks it was boneheaded.
Yeah. This guy has proven time and time again, you put a microphone in front of his face, he is going to panic and say something he does not want
to
say.
No, because he kind of paused and kind of was searching for words, because what he really wanted to say, he didn't.
No, he... It was coded.
What,
he wanted to swear? I mean, he couldn't make it any more clear that Aaron Rodgers not coming back to Green Bay wasn't plan A. And if that's the case, again, Chu, you damn well better have a deal in place. Otherwise, you torpedoed your own. Like, you can't shoot yourself in your own foot and just cost yourself leverage when trying to negotiate with the New York Jets.
Right, because the Packers had done a really good job of, at least outwardly, other than like little clues and hints and crumbs that maybe Rodgers had put out in January when he was talking about mutual interest and whatnot. The Packers had done a really good job of making it seem like, again, outwardly, they'd bring him back. They'll bring Rodgers back. Why wouldn't you bring Rodgers back? He's a four-time MVP. He's a Hall of Famer. All of the things. Broken thumb. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they phrased it. That's how they framed it. And then when Murphy goes out there and says these things, again, my immediate reaction to you, and I know you weren't here yesterday, but I said my immediate reaction was for sale, one Hall of Fame quarterback, $1 OBO.
Do you think Rodgers was blindsided by it at all, though?
No, I mean, he'd already met with the Jets. I think he already knew how the Packers felt. Otherwise, he's not meeting with the Jets.
I mean, because that was the harshest thing said all since the end of the season. That was the harshest thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess we'd take him back. He's a good player. That was wonderful.
Paraphrasing. Yeah. But yes, I mean, the sentiment was there. To me, it was a little bit more about sending a message to the fan base. If, in fact, it was calculated to, the message to the fan base was, we're not dealing with this diva anymore. We're not. We've decided, we've drawn a line in the sand, and we are not crossing that line. We've tap danced around this thing. We've been delicate with our words, but we're not doing that anymore. That's what, if you subscribe to the idea that it was a calculated message by, I always mix up Brian Gutekunst and Mark Murphy. What the hell?
Guys, can everyone just take like a half second, please? Please. It's been a long two days.
You're a bad influence.
He's an idiot. He's not even going out for St. Pat. You're 28 years old and you're not
we
going
do
out
not
for
have
St.
time to do
Patty's
this
Day.
Right all now. Right. You already yelled at me about this once and you're wrong, but continue.
I go away and you just, you're a mess.
I'm just saying.
You got a red beard? Perfect for a green hat? Maybe get yourself a girl with a beard and a hat.
He thinks that you have an obligation to celebrate St. Patrick's Day because you have a little bit of red.
Okay,
I'm
not
gonna
lie.
You're a large leprechaun.
I'm not going to lie. I did not think of that from that point of view, so now I might have to make some adjustments to my schedule this weekend.
All right, so now are there only two choices?
Get you some Lucky Charms.
Are there only two choices that are on the table? That's it. Because he ain't coming back here.
Yeah, Jets retirement.
He's not coming back.
Jets and retirement are the two options.
Okay, but Chu, again, we have said for months and months and months that this guy is so competitive. This guy still thinks he can play. Other than him filling up his calendar with ayahuasca trips and traveling around the world, what is he going to do if he retires? Right? This is a guy who's out here tweeting last night, S-U-L-L-L, I don't even know how many L's there were. There were a number of L's. And apparently we figured out that that was a message to Rasul.
No,
Douglas.
Message from Rasul, because Rasul has his phone.
Wait, Rasul has Rodgers' phone?
Why does he have his phone?
I don't know. It's just what Rasul Douglas said.
So Rasul tweeted from Rodgers' Twitter account?
Correct. And then started liking his own tweets from Rodgers' Twitter account.
So Aaron Rodgers gave Rasul Douglas his phone.
Yeah. So,
and he's had it ever since.
I don't know.
Or he just has access to his accounts. That's
what,
weird.
What do
I'm
you know,
giving,
Gabe? I mean, what are we doing here?
I'm
we're believing
I know that people are excited about Keyshawn Nixon, and it's stupid because bad football teams get excited about kick returners, and the Packers are going to be a bad football team. That's what I know.
For a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Here. But I think right now he's got his voodoo doll out. Rodgers. I'm telling you, I don't think he saw this coming from Murphy, and that was bad. If the president of a team said that about me, you're not going away quietly.
But you already knew. There's not a chance he knew. I mean, this is a guy who, even before the end of the season, like after the Bears game, when they asked him about coming back or whatever the question was, and he said there's got to be a mutual desire. Like, he started, I'm willing to bet, I am willing to bet, when you start placing these things together, and we actually get the full timeline from whoever goes out there and gets it, once Rodgers is no longer a Green Bay Packer, I'm willing to bet the comments that Gutekunst allegedly made to a former colleague, or somebody in the league, I can't remember how it was worded in the McGinn piece, about, you know, being same thing in the Silverstein piece about being disgusted. Maybe it's time to move
on. Ready to move on.
I'm guessing the timing of that is going to be very close to then Rodgers going to the podium and going, there has to be a mutual desire. I'm guessing those two things are going to be tightly linked.
Having known this guy for 18 years, you think he's going away quietly?
No.
You don't think he's got some jabs or he's scheming and planning?
Well, maybe that's what this whole delay is.
I think part of the delay is you will not force me.
The calendar will not force me to make this enormous decision about my life. I'll make this decision when I'm good and ready. But then the argument could be made, then don't say in January and other times on the McAfee Show and whatnot that you are conscious of the timeline and that you won't, quote, hold the franchise hostage.
And that's where I'm sticking to. He pivoted because he didn't know how strongly they wanted him out of here.
I think he knew.
I don't think he did. And yeah, now I think he's like,
I think he knew,
twirling his mustache and like, all right.
Okay.
He's not going away.
Him pulling a Brett is certainly on the table.
Oh.
Pulling a Brett?
Retiring, yeah. I mean, and then unretiring.
Okay, but fair enough. There's a lot of things that could fall into the category of pulling a Brett.
Sure. Defrauding the state of Mississippi, you can throw that one out. I don't think Rodgers is going
to
do that.
We don't need to get into all the other things that are on the list of pulling a Brett, but I'm following you now. Pulling a Brett would be retiring,
yep,
and then unretiring?
Training camp comes around.
However he can stick it to him.
Yeah. Oh, that would be the biggest way.
Can I throw the red flag? Can I throw the red flag here, guys? Yeah. Because if that's the goal, is he going to stick it to, then we thought this whole thing was being motivated by not wanting to be the bad guy. Both the Packers not wanting to be the bad guy and Rodgers not wanting to be the bad guy. And if you stick it to the franchise that so many of these fans will continue being fans of long after Aaron Rodgers is dust in the ground, guess what? You are the bad guy.
Feels like maybe you
made a miscalculation there.
When you got vengeance on your mind, you're not thinking clearly.
Yeah, but we don't look at what...
Follow the one person a couple of weeks ago, like you're not thinking logically when you want to get revenge.
Oh, the person honked the horn
correct
at me. Yes.
Somebody honked a horn at you and you decided, oh, not today.
To be very clear, it was a very long horn. It was very clear that they were sending a message. And so I just was going to return fire and send one back.
Okay, I'm lost.
You heard the story. I was going to follow the people home.
Well, no, he wasn't here. So she took her boys to see Cocaine Bear.
Oh, yeah.
I never got the full story.
Yeah. And then on the way back, it was snowing. It was one of those nights where it's snowing, a little slick. So Jen's going a little bit slower because being responsible, children in the vehicle, that whole thing. And somebody wasn't happy with her, laid on the horn for a while. She wasn't happy with that and thought about following his tracks in the snow back to his house so she could honk in front of this person's house.
Come on. It's not bad.
You got a little Rodgers in you, too, huh? He flipped us off.
Here's the thing. I feel like your wife might... Are you telling me your wife wouldn't do something similar?
Yes, she would.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Although I'm trying to think of incidents. Ah, there's always an incident.
Do you have any incidents in Mexico?
Yeah, they charged her $300 for a bottle of wine, and that was the last straw. She snaps.
She really uncorked on them, huh?
Yeah, she did uncork. That was good. You're awake now.
You're not going to share anymore?
Well, she just, you know, she gets out of body shop mouth, and we just go from there, and I'm like, go get a cup of coffee, and hopefully things
body
subside.
Shop mouth.
Yeah.
ABSM.
Yeah. No, when she calls me NFL boy, which she did on this trip a handful of times, I'm not riding in a car with people I don't know from the airport. What are you kidding me? It's a private transfer. So I was NFL boy and she was body shop mouth.
You famously don't like people, like just in general. She's going to jam you into like a Camry with a bunch of strangers?
That in fairness, happening. You were just jammed to a Camry in the sky to get down there.
Yes. I started hitching.
You fly PJ? You fly a private jet? Or
No.
Anything, when you're that sized, everything is a Camry.
Yes.
You're jamming into everything.
Fair enough.
Knees are in your chest.
Yeah.
Are you frustrated like Gabe is? Gabe is frustrated, and I'm assuming it's not just the Keyshawn Nixon thing. I'm assuming this delay in the Aaron Rodgers decision.
Okay. $6 million.
Maybe it is just the Keyshawn Nixon thing.
In this economy.
Packers announcing yesterday that they are bringing Keyshawn Nixon back to the delight of many fans, but Gabe, not one of them. Not saying that you would. I understand the caveat. The caveat is not that you don't like him being back.
Sure.
You don't like him being back necessarily at that price, but there seems to be a growing frustration across the board. Yesterday, Devontae Adams is posting on his Instagram account, "Don't reach out to me if we haven't talked recently about this bleep." Okay, and I'm not saying that that bleep is in regard specifically to Aaron Rodgers, but clearly he's experiencing some frustration with the situation. Garrett Wilson out there yesterday tweeting, he's excited because he thinks the Jets got Aaron Rodgers. Then he had to backtrack on that. Frustration is growing across the board. I'm curious where you stand on a scale of 1 to 10, your frustration level with the entire situation right now. We've got Jason Wilde coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Palermo's been making great-tasting pizza, including Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Screamin' Sicilian, some of their newer brands, Neighborhood Pizzeria. They have Surfer Boy Pizza that you may be familiar with from the hit Netflix series Stranger Things. They've been doing this for over 55 years. What's great about Palermo's is maybe you want to kick back this weekend, watch some of the college hoops, you know, big things are happening, and throw in a pizza. Pizza, hoops, they go well together perfectly. And whatever your pizza taste is, Palermo's has a pizza to match that. Because again, they've been doing this for over 55 years. Find your favorite Palermo's pizza in the freezer section at your local grocery store. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Ready, down, hut.
All Packers, all the time.
It feels too easy. It feels too neat. It feels too not enough conflict-y.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts were.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging harbor district. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
He is our pal, he is our teammate, he is Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 9 to noon on 94.5 ESPN. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Gabe is very frustrated.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and it's not just about the delay in the decision that we thought we were going to get yesterday. He was confident was coming yesterday. He's also frustrated about the Keyshawn Nixon signing. He thinks maybe they...
Jason, $6 million for a return man?
Paid.
What the hell is going on at 1265?
Well, it's up to $6 million.
Oh.
Right?
Makes me feel so much better. They're only potentially spending that much money on... And here's the other problem I guess I have, Jason, because like now I see everybody on social media getting super excited that Keyshawn Nixon is returning. And it just has me realize, you know who gets excited about signing your kick returner? You know who gets excited? Bad football teams get excited about signing kick returners. Bad football teams.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I'm ready to talk you off the ledge today, buddy.
No,
I wasn't expecting. I figured there'd be some, you know, impatience with the quarterback, but the Keyshawn Nixon slander, I wasn't ready for.
Well, it's not slander, look, Jason. Like, I don't want to make it seem like he's a bad football player because he's not. He's a good kick returner.
But there's ways you can neutralize a kick returner. That's the problem.
No. All right. First of all, no doubt, I agree with both of you. Secondly. I do not like dealing with agents, including even Chewy's back in the day. I don't enjoy agents, even though I love John, great guy. I would say this: anytime an agent tells reporters, and it was Bill Huber and Ian Rappaport that had this one. Anytime an agent uses the phrase "worth up to," it's not a great contract. Because that's to make it sound like it's more than it is. Now, they paid him $965,000 last year. I think we would all agree that he was worth that.
Yep.
He was a bargain,
yep.
Last year, right? Okay? So that's the vet minimum for him a year ago. He's obviously got one more year of experience now. Great. Okay. Now, I'm guessing that it is heavily incentivized for playing time on defense because, you know, he became their nickel guy during the second half of the season too, right? After they lost Eric Stokes and they needed a guy to come in and play the slot and they experimented with different guys. So he played a fair number of defensive snaps in the second half of the season. And then obviously he had the 5 kickoff returns for 50 yards or more, including the touchdown against the Vikings. That said, I am with you on being leery, and Ron Wolf would back us up, right? I mean, Ron Wolf let the Super Bowl MVP, the guy that you guys, as good as you were, Chew, probably don't win the Super Bowl without him, based on it in the playoffs, et cetera. Ron let him walk. He's like, I'm not paying him. And then when he came back, remember in 99, Desmond won very good. So I understand your concern. I certainly appreciate a non-Rodgers topic very much. but I don't think when the contract is ultimately seen, I don't think you'll be quite as irritated as you are currently.
Okay, so what we think like $2 million bucks? Like there's $4 million in incentives?
Maybe 3. Again, if he plays defense, you know, I don't know what Stokes' timeline is going to be to come back, right? I think there's a good chance they're going to see if Rasul Douglas can play safety. They really like Rasul Douglas. They paid him. I think that there's a possibility he's going to be on the move.
He's on my list too, Jason. Don't worry.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that would actually take Darnell Savage and his fifth-year option because, you know, they think the Packers have misused him or haven't given him the right opportunities or he's in the wrong scheme. Maybe somebody acquires him for a low-round pick and you get him off your salary cap. So I think that area is going to go through a lot of machinations in the next several months. So it could turn out that Keyshawn Nixon has a more valuable role than just simply returning kicks and punts.
All right, back to Rodgers now. Jason, if he goes on McAfee today, doesn't tell anyone, and just says, I'm coming back to the Packers, what's the next move?
Yeah, great question. I hope that happens.
So do I.
Like, I really do. Like, I want him to say, I had a great meeting with the Jets. They've got a great team. I think I could really help them. And if the Packers really and truly don't want me, I can see myself in a Jets uniform. But first and foremost, I want to be a Green Bay Packer. I want to finish my career here. It doesn't sound like they want me to finish my career here, but if you're wondering what the holdup is on my decision, my heart is still in Green Bay, and I'm trying to see if there's a path back for me to be a Packer in 2023. And that rhymed, and I don't mind. I would just say this. That's, to me, the most fascinating thing, because they have, in my opinion, really given away the farm by basically saying we don't want him back, whether it was the leaks that led to Bob McGinn talking about it or Rich Eisen talking about it or the stuff that Murphy said at the Girls State Tournament. They have basically said, to hell with you. We don't care that you've won 4 MVPs here. We don't care that you had a broken thumb and not a lot of experienced talent around you last year when you had a down statistical season. We don't care. You're going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. We're just sick of you, and we're done with you. Now, again, I can understand that they, as an organization, or people in the organization, because I don't think it's everybody, and fans are sick of them. I'm not saying you can't feel that way, but think about what I just said, right? Like, this idea that the overarching reason, I'm sure Goody thinks he's fallen off the cliff. There are some statistics that I was looking at yesterday about his accuracy and stuff that kind of disagree with that. But you're basically going to move on from him for two reasons. One, you're sick of him. And two, you have a young quarterback that you are eager to see as the starter and you think he has improved significantly. If this was any other fan, if this was any other organization, and we were talking about, well, can you believe insert team here is doing this? They're moving on from a Pro Football Hall of Famer because they're so eager to play a guy who has one career NFL start and was impressive in 10 snaps at the end of a game against Philadelphia, and because they're sick of his crap. I'm not sure that we would be quite so, oh, okay, that makes sense, as we have been, it seems, with the Packers.
Jason, we got a little bit of breaking news here from Adam Schefter. He says the Jets are actively working to reach an agreement with Packers free agent wide receiver Alan Lazard per league sources. There is another team involved. No final decision, but the Jets are trying to reunite Lazard and OC Nathaniel Hackett. Of course, the elephant in the room there is that Lazard and Rodgers have played together for all of these years as well, which leads me to my next question for you, because we have seen percolations. We have seen this potential narrative of maybe there are other players who might be a part of the deal as well, this packaged deal that people have been referring to over the last, you know, week or so, and yesterday it seemed to amplify a little bit. Are you in the camp of, you know, the Lazard news notwithstanding, that there are other players who Rodgers is trying to recruit to New York before he announces his decision, maybe in some sort of like, you know, all of these people are coming with me, you know, instead of like the Jerry Maguire, who's coming with me? And he's holding up the goldfish. He's got David Bakhtiari going with him, and Alan Lazard is going with him, and Randall Cobb is going with him. Are you in that camp?
I definitely think there are guys that he wants to bring with him. Now, unless I am misunderstanding what they did with Bakhtiari's contract, I mean, they took $9.5 million of roster bonus, $5.5 million of base salary, and converted it into $15 million in signing bonus. And when you do that, that guy gets the money right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a hard time picturing them giving a guy $15 million and then cutting him. So I think David, unless I'm misunderstanding it, has made his choice on where he's going to play, and he's going to stay in Green Bay. I saw Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated reported yesterday that Randall Cobb has decided to keep playing.
But did not say where, right? Just that he wants to play.
Correct. And he underwent ankle surgery a couple weeks ago to get that cleaned out. That would certainly indicate that he is on the table for that. Mercedes Lewis is a free agent. And you mentioned Nathaniel Hackett. Two guys that Nathaniel Hackett has a bunch of history with are Alan Lazard and Mercedes Lewis, both in Green Bay, but also in Jacksonville. You know, I mean, Nathaniel Hackett had both of them in Jacksonville first. So he has always been a proponent of both those guys. So not only would Rodgers want him in the Jets offense, but Nathaniel Hackett would as well. Look, I want to go back to what Chewy said briefly. Look, I think in the end, he's going to be a Jet. I still think it's a matter of when, not if, but it has been interesting to see the level of frustration among a lot of people that it didn't happen on the timeline that some were hoping it would.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. We will talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can, of course, hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and on a myriad of programs here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Have you guys tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, can I tell you all about it? It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need, to stay active and energized all day long. Had my Celsius in the car this morning. It was dark outside. I was annoyed and frustrated and depressed about the darkness. Celsius made me feel a little bit better about it. Guys, what is my favorite flavor of Celsius Energy Drink again?
Peach Vibe.
Did you just say
water? He said watermelon.
Peach Vibe, guys.
He's
Come
been
on.
Gone for a while. Cut him some slack.
It doesn't bother me. I just wanted to make sure that everybody else heard what I heard. But yes, the Peach Vibe is so good. I have one every Saturday morning before I hit the air for college football coverage, and it keeps me going all weekend long. Celsius is the essential energy drink that I choose to help me stay on top of it all, and you can too. Find Celsius at your local Pick and Save stores or on Amazon.com. Celsius energy drink, guys. Live fit.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Maybe a little Hughes Day will pick up your mood, Gabe Neitzel. Maybe a little Hughes Day will help. Oh, is that a no? Look, he's not even answering me at this point.
I'm sorry, what?
He's like... good stuff from Jason Wilde there. If you missed any of it, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. Obviously talking about the David Bakhtiari situation, the Randall Cobb situation, the Alan Lazard breaking news. In case you missed it, the Alan Lazard breaking news is that the Jets are actively working to reach an agreement with Packers free agent wide receiver Alan Lazard. There is another team involved and no final decision, but the Jets are trying to reunite Lazard and OC Nathaniel Hackett. And of course, the elephant in the room there is potentially reunite Lazard and Rodgers, if in fact Rodgers does sign on the dotted line with the New York Jets. And my reaction to that is, does Alan Lazard go to the New York Jets if he doesn't know who the quarterback is?
They're offering the most money. Like, and that's just the reality of Lazard's situation, because he came into the league as an undrafted guy, was on a practice squad, finally made his way to Green Bay, had to be an unrestricted free agent. He's a little bit older now. This is the one bite at getting a... I mean, it's not going to be a massive contract, but a large-ish contract. Like, this is his one shot at getting the multi-year with a signing bonus, you know, having a really good payday coming his way. So,
yeah, Lazard felt more of, if Rodgers wasn't going to the Jets, of a Bears-Minnesota signing, right?
Hmm.
Like, they'd have never loved me here. I'm going to go somewhere where I can stick it to them and show them how good I am. Like, no, I think the dots are all coming together.
Correct. But given the way this thing has played out, this could also just be a desperation move by the Jets to try to further entice Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, hey, look, we're getting your buddy. We're getting your buddy here, Aaron. You want to come now?
Is that
you want to be our quarterback now?
Is Alan Lazard an enticement?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah?
Security blanket.
Because they're pals?
There's a chemistry there.
Yeah, that's true.
There's definitely a chemistry there. Lazard's more, and he probably will be more of a tight end-ish kind of receiver with New York, because he's not going to be, will he even be there too?
Because he's certainly not for the two, but yeah.
He's not their one, no.
Maybe, I mean, depending upon Elijah Moore.
Kind of a possession type receiver.
Maybe like a three, yeah.
Not going to be a threat. But I mean, the dots are all coming together. I just really think he was blindsided by what Murphy said, and he's starting to
maybe he was blindsided by Murphy's willingness to say it. Maybe he was blindsided by the fact that Murphy actually stepped in front of the microphone and said it. But I don't think he was blindsided by the sentiment. I think, like Gabe said, I think he knew that they were.
But he's still going to be vindictive.
Well,
everyone is. Let me tell you this: when you get cut by a team and you feel you haven't been cut, you hate that team for a while. I hated them. I hated the Packers for a while. Like, you know, screw you. And then you realize, and then, you know, because you think football is going to stop. Ooh, I retired. Oh, they're not going to play this game anymore. That's a shame.
You
know what I mean? And they keep playing. You're like, what the hell?
You just think the whole sport is going to cease to exist when you stop playing. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I follow that.
Chew, you want to go to the game this Sunday? What game? There's no more games.
It's over. Yesterday, obviously, everybody, and I say everybody, and I try to avoid absolute terms, but it certainly felt like everybody thought there would be an announcement yesterday. I know we were watching all of the shows on ESPN, watching Adam Schefter, watching Diana Rossini leave the set to take phone calls, leave the set to respond to text messages, hoping that maybe there would be some final news about the Aaron Rodgers destination, whether that means retirement, whether that means the Jets, whether that means staying in Green Bay. Here's what Adam Schefter had to say yesterday when there was a report out there from Trey Wingo that the deal was done. And apparently the position Schefter took yesterday is still the same this morning at 7:41 Central.
The Jets are cautiously optimistic. I think that's the best way that we could say it right now, because until it's done, it's not done. And we have to hear from him that he does want to be traded to the New York Jets, which we have not publicly heard yet. There's a lot of grumblings, a lot of speculation. I get it. But once he does agree to that, assuming he does agree to that, then obviously the Jets have to go over his rework contract. They'll want to restructure Aaron Rodgers' contract. They'll have to agree to compensation with the Green Bay Packers. They'll have to bring along any players that Aaron Rodgers might want to take with him to New York if that's something that's on the table. So there are a whole host of things. It's not like all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers says, yes, I want to play for you, and boom, that's it. It's done. As of about an hour ago, the Jets hadn't gotten official word, at least so they said, from Aaron Rodgers. And I think everybody's very sensitive to what he thinks and what he's doing. And they want to make sure that this comes out the way that he wants it to come out. Because, honestly, he's so enigmatic and you just don't know what he's going to do ever until it's finally done.
Now, a lot of people are using words like that, right? He was saying, you know, enigmatic, mercurial, we've used. Pro Football Talk says until the delicate genius. It's all people's way of saying, like, they're not trying to hack him off, right? They're just, they want to make sure that he's the one who announces, he's the one who pulls the trigger. He's the, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing all of these things to make sure that they don't piss off Aaron Rodgers by telling people what they believe is inevitably going to happen.
So with the Lazard news, is that put today on hold? Because this guy wants the biggest splash possible. And that take away a little bit of the splash if the Jets do agree with Lazard today.
Alan Lazard is not registering at all if Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers,
so
whenever
he does it. So you
still
think McAfee might say it today?
I mean, he doesn't go on McAfee anymore. Like, that ended at the end of the season. He hasn't been on McAfee.
But how did he announce it?
He texted McAfee, and McAfee announced it on his show. He didn't go on McAfee last year.
Well, how likely do we think that's going to happen, though?
I don't know. Again, you saw Brandon Marshall doing the bidding this weekend for Can I Break It? I do think there are a lot of media people out there, a lot of athletes out there who now have their own platforms that would certainly love to be the ones to get credit for. But, you know, my guess is he just tweets it. My guess is he just tweets, I'm back, like Michael Jordan facts-esque.
Well, he's not going to want somebody else to break it, right? So he doesn't want a Schefter or an Ian Rappaport or anybody like that to break it.
And to be honest with you, Gabe, while you continue on that thought, Pro Football Talk did reference that in this article. And again, to, you know, Florio, I know people have certain feelings about Florio as well, but he says it could be as simple as Rodgers, who takes almost perverse pride in being able to say that no one who covers the NFL for a living knows what he's going to do, using the power he has amassed over the Jets, who desperately want him, and the Packers, who desperately want to get rid of him, to insist that no one should say anything until the delicate genius grants them express written consent to do so.
So back to what I asked Jason, and he really didn't answer it from the standpoint of the Packers' next move. What if he says, I'm coming back to Green Bay? Then what do they do? What do you do?
There's nothing you can do.
Yes, there's a lot of things.
Like what?
Cut him. I just want to see that. I want to see the $99 million cap hit.
So here's the and I guess because his contract is so complicated, one we haven't seen before. But Derek Carr got cut before a roster bonus was due. So then the team did not have to pay that. With the ambiguity surrounding this $58.3 million bonus that's due to Rodgers, I mean, it's due at some point before after the league year begins, which is tomorrow, and then before the first game.
Oh.
Couldn't the Packers just cut him without paying that? Because that's where the $99 million comes from, is the $58 million that gets folded into everything else.
What would the cap hit be? I thought the cap hit, if they cut him, goes to 99.
Well, that's
regardless.
I don't know if it's regardless. I think that 58 million factors in, because if they trade him, trading him or cutting him is the same thing. And right now, that's $40 million without that bonus.
Okay, but that's kind of a big gap. You're saying the start tomorrow to the first game of the year.
Yeah, it's due at some point before the first game of the year. So couldn't they just cut him without paying that?
Well, they could.
There could be a clause that you have to pay that.
No benefit. You get no draft picks. You get no nothing.
They'd like to get something for him.
Oh, sure. That's the whole goal.
But I think, again, Chu, if you genuinely believe that it was a calculated move by Mark Murphy at the WIAA to make sure the message was out there, whether clunky or not, that they do want to move on, that they do wish to, which, again, is what he implicitly said, you know, unless things don't go our way type of thing. Then it does feel like he was telling the fan base that we are not sitting in this space anymore. We're not going to be jerked around anymore. I do want to get to something that Dan Orlovsky said yesterday, guys, because I do think that the Jets are getting pretty good idea of what they're getting into with Aaron Rodgers, just based on how this whole courting episode has gone. So we're going to hear from Dan Orlovsky right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? Fifth Third offers unmatched expertise and flexibility when creating ESOP solutions. From full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing, ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank, they're going to be able to help you every step of the way with your employee stock ownership plans. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Before we went to break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, the conversation yesterday, whether the NFL likes it or not.
You okay over there?
Spaghetti sauce. Fudge.
How did you get spaghetti sauce on your Mio container?
On the inside, which is even weirder.
You sure it's not blood?
Not watching. I'm not washing
even,
it.
Even if it's blood, how is it getting on the inside?
Why are you so committed to not washing it also?
I don't know.
The way he's always been.
You're going to come down with something.
Well, I did. I got canker sores, and then I threw that one away.
Oh,
that's the towel.
Anyways.
That's when you know.
You know, you could probably throw it away before you get the canker sores and avoid that whole.
Yeah, but then I got to buy a new one.
It costs like $3 the most, that bottle, right?
$3? I mean, talk to Body Shop Girl.
I was about to say,
right? There's only so much.
Body Shop Mouth.
When I got to pull the change out of my truck.
Chewy's going through couch cushions to buy a
$3. $80, $90,
$91. Well, I guess I got to wait another week. Don't have enough money.
Where are we at?
Oh, jeez. All right, before we get to break, I do want to hear this Dan Orlovsky sound. Because, again, the Jets may be entirely desperate. The Jets may be in love with, infatuated with this idea of having Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. But there are some red flags, I think, that we are seeing over the course of this courting period. And Dan Orlovsky did a good job of kind of breaking down some of the things that they should be aware of yesterday on NFL Live. Take a listen.
You said that part of this, I guess, agreement, potentially, if it happens, would be maybe people coming with Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Rodgers setting it up. Right. I think like one of the more fascinating layers to this conversation is, let's live in a world where Aaron is a New York Jet. Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas have to do a tremendous job of walking the fine line of giving Aaron the things that he wants to let him play really well and lead his football team, while also not allowing him to do whatever he wants, so to speak.
Is there any other way with Aaron Rodgers right now, though?
But Laura, I think it's such a young locker room that if you let a guy who's 40 years old, who's had a Hall of Fame career, come in and do whatever he wants, there's no choice but for it to have a negative impact on your locker room eventually. And that's would be my, like, hearing that would be my caution is, you want to set him up for success for individually and the talent, but you also can't, if you're Robert Saleh, let him run your football team.
Yeah. Easier said than done. I mean, just look to Brett when he goes to Minnesota. Didn't Chili pick him up?
At the airport.
In the airport. Because there is. I mean, even coaches get a gaga, you know? So,
I mean, it's easier said than done. We talked about that last year with the young wide receivers.
Yeah.
And we talked about how there inevitably was going to be a moment of like, holy hell, that's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how you have to like get over that honeymoon phase, if you will,
yeah,
and then get down to business.
The important thing for the Jets will be Hackett, because he'll be the good cop. It's just, is Saleh and the other and the GM committed to being the bad cop? Because this thing can go south.
Oh,
I'm just wondering, because can we all agree? He's more vindictive than Brett. Just if you put their history next to one another, Brett never got vindictive until they ran him out of town. They're doing the same thing to Rodgers.
Yeah, but he
Is he going to work his way like to Minnesota or Detroit?
See, both of those situations would be wildly fascinating because I think Kirk Cousins is going to be out in Minnesota in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's probably not the guy in Detroit, so if this ends up following the Brett timeline of 1 year in New York, then come back to the NFC North, there could be options with Minnesota or Detroit.
But, I mean, we're crazy to sit there and think, well, they're just, you know, it was a great while it lasted. It's no longer going to last, so they're all going to go their separate ways. This ain't happening, bro.
This was never going to end pretty, and Gutekunst had to have known that when he handed in the name card in 2020 that had Jordan Love's name on it in the draft.
Yeah.
He was never going to end pretty. For a second, we thought maybe it would, and he'd be able to retire here, but it kind of seemed like we were destined for this all along.
I don't know. I don't think it's that far-fetched for a management to think that an employee can handle somebody else coming in to eventually do their job. And again, by all accounts, I want to be very clear on this. By all accounts, Rodgers has been great to Jordan Love.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Because he had been through the thing with Brett, and he didn't want to handle that situation or carry himself the same way that Brett had carried him back all those years ago. So by all accounts, those two get along. They have a good relationship. Heck, they have the same representation, etc. It's always been Rodgers' attitude towards the front office. But then I always bring up the idea, and this is something I saw on social media yesterday as well regarding the Jets. Like, a pissed off Aaron Rodgers is a good Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the Jets aren't all that mad about, again, with the Brian Gutekunst versus
Murphy.
Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy making those comments on the WIAA broadcast this weekend, because if, in fact, they did even elevate the chip on the shoulder for Aaron Rodgers more, then maybe the Jets are getting an even better version of Aaron Rodgers than they were getting 4 days ago.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But does he torch the town on the way out?
See, again, that's the tricky part, too, of, like, he's always said he respects the hell out of the fan base, he respects the hell out of the organization, the franchise. At times, he has been very specific about detailing those elements versus the front office, right? There were times, and then, look, we parse every single word that is said, but I feel like when we were watching him do that lengthy press conference when he decided to come back 2 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year, two at this point, right? Yeah, summer, July, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like a year and a half, I suppose, if we're not at July yet, but I digress. He did differentiate between all of those things and then did not mention the front office. So I don't think he's going to burn the town down. I don't think he's going to burn the franchise down. I think he can see the nuance between these people that he has an issue with and the franchise.
But he's never forgotten the professor that gave him a C.
Correct.
He's never forgotten no scholarships.
Correct. He's
a grudge holder.
Yeah.
He ain't going away quietly. No way.
No, I think he goes away quietly. Like, behind the scenes, he's going to mother bleep people and say stuff. But I think he knows publicly there's just too much money to be made to burn everybody on your way out of town.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because, yeah, you are. I mean, the one thing that Murphy said that is 100% correct. Like, eventually Aaron's going to come back here. They're going to retire his number. He's going to go into the Packers Hall of Fame. He's going to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's going to have all those things. So there at least has to be some sort of relationship still standing in order for a lot of those things to happen.
Reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line this morning. We'll get to some of your reaction after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.